from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm watching receiver, and it is hard not to look at the 49ers knowing that's where Bobby Slowick and his offense came from.
Yeah.
And you were talking a lot about maybe we've unlocked potentially with that speed and Nico Collins a new thing with Nico Collins with that speed. And I'm watching that, and they have tried to kind of in their own way recreate Debo. They tried it with Tank in a certain way, obviously not as physical, but he's done a lot of different things where they found a way to get the ball in different spaces. And I'm watching Debo, and you could see how much he adds to the offense. And when you said earlier this week when we were talking about Brandon Ayuk, like, dude, that dude, like, he's somebody they run so much through. And I am wondering, can Nico be some of that? Can they use Nico in a way that Kyle Shanahan has used Debo Samuel? Maybe not to the complete extent. Like 2 years ago, before they got Christian McCaffrey, hell, he was there. He got the ball in a running game as much as anybody. But I some of the things they do, a lot of the reverses. If you look at Debo and Nico, they're very similar. In size and weight,
are they?
Debo's taller. I mean, I'm sorry, Nico's taller.
Yeah.
But they're about the same size. They're both 215, 220, and when we saw last year what Nico's great skill was, he broke tackles probably as well as anybody, including Debo last year. Could we see him maybe being the guy that gets the ball in different spots like Debo does in that offense at times? Maybe he's the guy that gets reverses. Maybe he's the guy, maybe you start in the backfield and you pitch just to get the ball in his hand so he can break tackles. I was watching that thinking, boy, maybe it's Nico that they can explore to do some of those things they do with Debo.
I think Diggs is that guy.
Diggs?
Yeah, I think Diggs is more that guy. Now, look, I think you're going to get obviously you don't have a Debo Samuel on the squad, but – you're either going to get a combination of multiple guys kind of filling that role, because you know Tank can obviously do it. We saw Nico do it last year, do a lot of it last year, and we know Diggs is capable of doing some of those things. So it may be a group effort, but if it were one guy that's going to be put in that position, I would think it's going to be more of a Diggs guy. I've said it before, and I'm bullish on this. I mean, maybe it's just I don't want to give in. But at this point in time, I just think with the weapons that they have, Nico is going to be a stationary boundary receiver.
And it just seems like there's – with the creativity of what they like to try to do, especially how that's birthed in San Francisco, and you see it done with them in Miami.
I think Nico's more Brandon Ayuk than Debo. But I get
he breaks tackles.
Yeah, like, no, I see where you're going.
Like there's a thought of Debo, let's just get the ball in his hand and see if people can bring him down.
Yeah.
And it feels like Nico has a little bit of that in him.
He definitely has it in him. Ain't no doubt about it. He's definitely got that in him. To me, especially with what I'm seeing with him beating guys deep, just straight go routes, not manipulating coverage, just straight go routes.
We haven't seen any of it.
I'm not. That's a hill I'm gonna die on. I may die on it. He may turn into Debo, but the hill I'm gonna die on is with this many weapons. There's no reason for him to do more. That's who I was as a quarterback. Is I had a big, deep threat, hard to tackle, guy, and it was my safety valve all the time, right? Whether I had a run called strong and the safety came down and I didn't want to run into that, boom, I could stand up and give it to him. If I had a play called where he had a deep route, boy, if I got man coverage, boom, I could go there anytime I wanted to. If I needed something quick and there was a soft corner on him, boom, I could go there right now. That's just the way that I'm wired. And I know if I were playing, that's what I would want Nico to be. And so I'm going to die on that hill, Ron.
No, I hear you. Debo, a little over 6 foot, 215, and Nico, 6'3 and a half, 215. So that's their combined weights. So very, to me, in weight and size, similarities.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.